Micah chapter 4, verse 3. The Lord shall judge between many peoples and rebuke strong nations afar off. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. In our march through the corridors of time, this world has never, since the fall into sin, known peace. Page after page of history is a monotonous repetition of murder, myopia, and misery. And we are as incapable of giving true peace to our own hearts as we are to give it to the world. And yet our Lord speaks to us in these words of a peace that comes through judgment. In the chapters preceding in the book of Micah, the Lord has called Israel and Judah into His court to face His judgment. They followed the advice that one criminal lawyer once gave. Plead innocent. Find someone else to blame the guilt on. But it didn't work very well with the Lord. He brought in some rather unusual witnesses to demonstrate their guilt. What would the verdict be against you and me if the Lord, as He did with Israel, brought in the trees and the mountains and the wind itself and gave it voice to declare every word of ours that was deceitful, gossip, or contentious? What if He brings in the very walls of our homes, of your dormitories, to relate every curse, every fighting, every unclean thought? What if He gives our checkbook itself the voice to proclaim every voucher of worldliness we've written, every omission of the Lord? Those that plead innocent in His court are found guilty. And yet, our text invites us to this judgment in the Lord's court. The Lord invites us to come in and plead guilty so that He may carry your guilt away. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. The Lord announces that it's the penitent that are judged righteous. Here's the judgment that actually gives us peace. The judgment of the gospel that declares your sins are forgiven. You are made righteous in Jesus' suffering and death in your place. But some people object, pointing to our text. They say, well, when the Lord describes this peace as beating our swords into plowshares and our spears into pruning hooks, He's got to be talking about an earthly physical peace. You may be aware that the United Nations actually thus cut these words in stone as their goal for earthly peace. And yet, notice clearly in our text who it is that beats their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. Not all the nations of this world, but the peoples of those nations who are judged by this saving righteousness of the Lord. The believers. And you and I and all believers have been given this peace with God, not just sometime in the future, not pie in the sky by and by, but right now in Christ Jesus. Romans 5 says, therefore, having been justified by His grace, we have peace with God. through Jesus and His cross, people from every nation are coming together and bowing, you and me, before the throne of our Savior. And every one of us that bows before Him is being called on through the glory of His saving cross to imitate His demonstration of peace, to love our enemies, to do good to those who hurt us, to bless those that curse us, to pray for those that despitefully use us and persecute us, to beat our swords into plowshares. Yes, as long as we're in this world, swords of anger will be raised against you. But as Jesus on the cross forgave the very people that nailed Him to the cross, He calls you and me to beat our swords into plowshares. Something that will bear spiritual fruit by forgiving those that hurt us. Yes, as long as we're in this world, spears of piercing words will be hurled against us. But Jesus, praying for our everlasting life, calls us to join Him in beating our spears into pruning hooks, implements to produce greater spiritual fruit, in bearing with the injustice of this world with patience and encouragement, leading others to Christ. It's this judgment that in Christ your sins are forgiven, His righteousness is yours, that has given you peace with God in heaven, and that calls us to live that peace on this earth. Israel as a nation was facing the other kind of judgment. They would be consumed because of their failure to appreciate the gospel judgment. What about America? You know, the Lord will have to apologize to Israel and to Sodom and Gomorrah if America continues unrelenting and rebellious sin and does not eventually face judgment. It may not be until the last day, but it will come. Nothing in this world, not America, not anything, provides real peace except Jesus. And the gospel judgment, your sins are forgiven. So let us go up to the house of the Lord. Hymn 606, stanzas 1 and 4.